Moms.
Wheels from the Heart is looking for a few good dads to help support it.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
After the recent death of George Floyd, who was killed after an officer placed his knee on him and held him down to the point where he was not able to breathe, we have seen huge protests. And not only protests, because some of them are protests, but we have also seen actually rioting. And by the way, rioting is not protest. Rioting is as President Trump put it, being thugs. Thugs out there damaging businesses, burning businesses down, looting, stealing. That is not protest. That is being a thug. That is being a criminal. And we know that there are even some outside agitators with Antifa. And there's even been reports of pallets and truckloads of bricks being discovered in major cities, just sitting there. And also Molotov cocktails prepared for people to use. And even outside protesters breaking, outside agitators breaking windows and trying to encourage rioting. We're going to discuss what is happening in our country. And really, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to actually look to move beyond racism to establish liberty and justice for all. And certainly we can't solve all the world's racial problems here in just a few minutes, but we're going to start talking about this. One of the passages that we're going to use as we talk about this is John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we're going to share some truth today, some truth that perhaps you're not hearing from some other sources. In fact, many of the people speaking out on this issue are not sharing some of the truth. They're only sharing part of the story. Now, you may look at me and say, well, you're not black. How in the world can you speak on this subject? Well, of course, if you have looked at me, you do know that I'm not black. There's another thing that I'm also not. I'm also not a racist. I remember growing up as a young boy, my dad was a school teacher at a small private school in our city. He also had a passion to do more, though, and he asked and was given the ability to actually use one of the school buses to bus in kids to church. I remember going with him on Saturdays to visit kids and to encourage them to be ready the next morning, maybe to remind them, hey, tomorrow's Sunday, be ready because I'm going to come by with the bus ready to pick you up. Those kids sometimes were inner city kids. Sometimes they were, some of them were white, some of them were black. Some of them, we would go out to migrant camps almost in Okeechobee and actually meet with the kids, the Hispanic kids that were out there. I remember going with him and watching him lean down and kneel down to a black kid that is dirty, had snot running down his face from his nose, and just giving the kid a big hug and telling him that he loved him, that he was coming there tomorrow to pick him up for church. I remember also, well, I don't remember this, but because I wasn't aware of it at the time, but I remember hearing my parents say that as my dad started bringing these kids to church, some of who were black, some of who were Hispanic, some of the people in church didn't like it. Some of the people said, well, this is why we moved our church from where it was to where it is now, so that we could get away from these kind of people. Well, God created everyone. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with a Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page, where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again.
Sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer problems over there. Of course, we'll always verbally describe everything here. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And, you know, we could answer other questions, as we mentioned also. But, you know, we're going to keep it to computer questions for the most part today, or smartphone and tablet questions as well, because those are, even though they're a phone or a tablet, they are a computer. They have a processor. They have RAM. They have memory. They do things a little bit differently than a desktop computer or a laptop computer, but they still are a computer. So this is something that, you know, we're going to continue to be here to answer your questions. We also have some other things that we will be talking about today. And, you know, one of the things that I don't know if we always say enough, you don't have to, your question doesn't have to be on any subject that we're talking about. You could actually have a question about any subject. Doesn't make a difference which subject it is. So you know, just give us a call, 772-340-1590. Or, again, you can type your computer question into the live comment section, the comment section on the live video. So we are here. We are ready to answer your questions. And also, we do have the live video going. So we'll be monitoring questions there throughout the duration of the show as well. And just wanted to mention, I know sometimes we've been broadcasting from with Alan Love. Today, it's really this is the first week this has happened in a long time for our family, and really for a lot of families. My son is a baseball player, and he's been playing. He was playing for Port St. Lucie High School when their season was postponed and then canceled due to the coronavirus, and then he played last year for the Martin County Post 62 American Legion team. He's playing for the same team, but it's not an American Legion team because American Legion has canceled their season, you know, because of the coronavirus. I mean, really, a lot of the people that run the American Legion baseball tournaments, they are definitely in the high risk group. So yeah, let me see if we can increase our volume just a little bit. I know we're okay. So hopefully that's a little bit better. I just increased the volume just a tad there. So anyway, we're today is their second game, and just with the timing and everything, we couldn't get over to be with Alan today for today's show. But we are here. We're ready to answer your questions. And of course, you know, we're here to solve computer problems. And I know one of the things we started talking about last week was cloud computing. Started answering some questions about that, different types of cloud computing. We'll probably, you know, touch on that a little bit here. In fact, one of the things that we are able to do periodically is we're able to switch over to a full screen where you can actually see the screen that I actually use when you know, for my computer. So I'll be able actually to show you the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So one of the things that I'm going to just show you is how I use cloud computing or cloud, one cloud storage, Dropbox. And with Dropbox, you do have, for most people, Dropbox actually runs. Let me see, I see an extra program running that doesn't need to be running, so I just shut that down. It's my free conference call app, but I accidentally opened that a few days ago. But anyway, so typically, we were talking about this a little bit last week. So from your hard drive, you have a C drive, and then inside the C drive, you have a users folder. So one of the things that happens in the users folder is you're going to have, okay, so we do have a call on the line. What we're going to do is we're going to go grab that call, and we'll come back to as long as we have time, we'll come back to the cloud storage and explain how that works and how that could potentially help some of the people that are out there. So we're going to the lines. We have Chris on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Chris. How can we help you today?
Thanks, Brian. I have a Windows 10 laptop, and I have Norton security on it. And from time to time, the laptop screen, I see Norton launch on it, like it's going to do something. It opens up, and then all of a sudden, my screen goes black, and then it goes back to the desktop, and then it goes black, and then back to the desktop, and then it goes through this vicious cycle. So I didn't know what was wrong, so I uninstalled Norton on the laptop, but I left the settings in there. And then I re-downloaded the software and reinstalled it. And this was just yesterday, and I don't know if it's something that I should have done to solve the problem or if it might be something else.
Yeah, and so when does this actually happen again? Chris, when does this happen again? All right, I'm not hearing the response from that, but maybe Chris is just listening. So, what I would he hung up. So he's listening, to the answer. So one of the things that I would suggest if the problem persist or reoccurs, what I would suggest is that you would actually go go ahead and uninstall the software and remove the settings and then reinstall the software. That'll give you a more fresh copy of it. One thing you may want to do also, one thing that we do periodically is we actually, go ahead and give that a try. If you still have problems, you may want to try uninstalling with a program called Revo Uninstaller. So Revo Uninstaller, let me just switch over to a full screen. And let me see if I have Revo installed here on my computer. I don't know if I do. I mean, I do run it I do. So what Revo Uninstaller does is it will uninstall, and it's asking me here if I want to allow, so I'll click yes. Not sure what you saw on the screen on the Facebook video. Apparently there's an update. I'm going to skip the update for now, but any program you have on the computer, if you wanted to uninstall it, you would just go through the list here and click on it, and then you would click on install. You're going to get some options. One of the things you can do when you do uninstall it is you can actually not only go through the regular installer, the regular Windows installer, which actually uninstalls the program, but in addition, after the program is uninstalled, there's additional options. If you do an advanced search, you can actually delete any files that might have been left over by that program. You can also delete any registry keys. And typically, that's not something that we would recommend doing unless you need to. But if it's something that you need to do it, by all means, give it a try. This software is very good. We use it every now and then when we have problems that, something is just kind of still out there, or maybe even something's not uninstalling that you're trying to uninstall. So that's Revo Uninstaller. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your question, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And as we were answering, or right before answering that last question, one of the things we were going over was just continuing a little bit about cloud computing and also how cloud computing works. So what we're going to do, I'm going to switch back over to a full screen. And this is for those that are watching on Facebook. Now, again, if you're not watching on Facebook right now, that's okay because the video will be up there right after the show's over, you'll be able to watch this. You can go to our Facebook page. So, you know, if you happen to be out and about, if you're driving down the road, certainly do not. You can listen to a Faster PC radio, but do not, we do not recommend that you drive and watch a Faster PC radio on the actual video. So sometimes you'll see me, sometimes you'll see actually our part of our logo, and sometimes you'll see actually my screen where I'm showing you the steps that we go through to resolve problems. So one of the things I talked about last week was I do, in addition to repairing computers, and in addition to being a pastor, in addition to being a husband and a father, in addition to running a statewide pro-life organization, I actually also invest in options. So I'm buying and selling options, and I'm doing it where I'm putting probability in my favor. Alan corrected me last time. There's always risk in every trade, but you know, I'm trading in a way that has limited risk, and where I'm hedging my risk. But anyway, the files that I use to track those trades change multiple times a day, and sometimes you know, basically I have a typically if it's a one type of trade, I have a long leg. That means I own a leg, own an option, and I also have a short option. And if the short option, that's an option that I've sold. So if that short option expires out of the money, then I actually am able to reduce the cost of my long option by the amount that I sold that short option for. So this is, you know, I have to do these financial calculations, and then I'll roll that short leg out. Sometimes I roll the long leg out as well. You may not understand all of what that means, but what I'm doing here is I'm adding and subtracting value from or to my long option, the option that I own, and then I have to put a new option that I'm selling, or if I roll my long option to a different strike price or a different expiration, I have to notate all of that. So these files, they can be complicated, and sometimes, especially like 2 days ago, the S&P was down, what, about 190 points at one point. I don't think it closed quite that low, but it had a tremendous big down day. When that type of thing happens, when you have a move that is so large like that, it's much larger than the anticipated move. So quite often, throughout the day, there are several adjustments that I need to make to my positions. So that file that I use to track my trades changes on a regular basis. Sometimes I also make a mistake. And if I make a mistake, I have to go back to a previous version that didn't have the mistake. And then I have to reconstruct every change that has made since that time. One time, typically I catch those types of things, and I try not to make a mistake at all. But typically, if I do make a mistake, what I try to do is to catch that very quickly, so that I don't have to go back far. Recently, I had to go back about 2 weeks. Now, let me just show you how this works, and it works about the same with a lot of the different cloud storage providers. So I'm using, for my purposes, and again, most of my files that I actually have, files that you know, letters, sermon notes, any presentations that I have, most of those are actually on a different location of my hard drive. But these particular files that track my trading, my options, those files actually are in my documents. So let's go over. I'll actually go over here again. I'll verbally describe this for those who are listening on the radio, but for those that are watching on Facebook, what we're going to do is we're actually going to show you the steps that we go through, or on our YouTube channel. We may put up portions of this video up on YouTube as well. So, but anyway, we'll go over here to what I just did is I held down the Windows key and I pressed E for Explorer. So that launches the Windows Explorer. I'm then going to go to the C drive and click on the C drive. So here what we have is everything that's in the C drive. I can then go to the users folder. Now, for those that may still be running Windows XP, you're going to have the documents and settings is going to be the folder that has your user profiles. But from Windows Vista 7, 8, 8.1, 10, various versions of 10, it's all here in the users folder. This is the user profile. And you're going to have, depending on how many users you have, you're going to have a public user. You're also going to have as you see here, I have my username. So I can double click on my username and you'll see various folders. Typically, you see the documents folder. This typically is where your documents will be. However, what I have done, you see there's a Dropbox folder here. There's also a OneDrive folder. So if I were using Microsoft's OneDrive, by the way, Dropbox gives you, I believe, 2 gigabytes of storage space for free. Microsoft gives you 5 gigabytes for free. I believe that Google with Google Drive gives you 15 gigabytes of storage space for free. So, but, you know, they work very similarly in that they're going to back up only what is inside of the Dropbox folder. Now, my options files are, as I mentioned, they're in my documents. So what did I do? Well, I started talking about this a little bit last week. See what I did, and you see there's a green checkbox there right next to the icon for Dropbox. That means that folder has been backed up to the cloud. I can also, you see there's also documents. There's the file of the little image of the file here. And then there is a checkbox here that shows that folder has been backed up. There's also a shortcut to VectorVest Options Pro user files. That's actually inside of documents. Now, what I did here to get this into Dropbox is I right-clicked on documents, and then I went down to, that brings up a pop-up menu. Those that are watching on the video can see this. I'm go down to properties and left-click. In here, it's going to show you information. It's going to show you, you know, the storage, amount of storage space that's there and whatnot, but you also see location. So you see location here by default, the location is going to be /c:\users/your username and whatever that is. And by default, then it's going to be /documents or possibly my documents, depending on the version of operating system that you have. But you see what I did is I clicked on move and I actually changed that location. So when you click on move, it gives you an option to locate where you want it to go. So what I did is I just double clicked on the C drive, go down to users, and then to my username. And then I went to Dropbox. And then I created, username, and I created a documents folder. And that's what I used as my, I just clicked select folder, and that's what I used as my folder. Now, it does give you an option of moving everything when you do that. I've already done this, so I'm not going to go through the process of selecting the folder and everything because I've already done this. But if I were to click select folder and I had not yet done so, it would give me the option of moving the data. And that's always a good thing to do if you have that in there that you actually want to go to the cloud backup. So what this did is it then moved my documents shortcut. So if I go to save something to my documents, instead of going to the normal user /users and then my user profile and then documents, what it does instead, it goes to Dropbox inside of my user profile and then into the folders that I actually created inside of that. Now let me just show you real quick how you would create, because that's one step that you may not quite get. So let's go back through the navigation process again. So we're going to navigate again to the C drive. And again, we're going to go on to the users and then your profile and then Dropbox. Now, what you can do is you can right click, go to new. When you right click, it brings up a pop-up menu. You go to new, and then that brings up another pop-up menu, and you go up and you go over and up to folder, and we'll just call this test, and that creates a test folder. So, you know, if I wanted to move my documents into this folder, I can do that. So, you know, obviously, you know, you could, what I did is I did my user profile, and then I created a second one for documents. So that's the way that happens. At that point, all my files from that used to be in my documents go over to that folder. They are then backed up to Dropbox. So if I make a change to that file that I was talking about, and that's really the main reason that I use this, if I make a change to that file, it's updated. And it's updated, you know, really just about instantaneously, as fast as your computer can, as the program can work, and as much bandwidth as you have. Bandwidth, what that means is your upload and download on your internet. So, you know, if you're on a really slow connection, it might take a little bit longer to back up that data. If the file is very large, it might take a little bit longer to back up that data. If the file is very large or even small and the file is currently in use, it's not going to back up the data. Now, fortunately, the files that I use for my trading, they actually, you can be in the file and still rename the file, delete the file, back up the file. You can do all of that. It's really a nice feature, because again, I'm making changes on a regular basis, and when I make a change, I save the change, I save the file, and then I can go back and again, and we'll show that if we have time, we'll show that in the next segment. But I can actually go back if I make a mistake and I need to restore a certain file, I can go back and actually do that. I can get the file that I created at the open of the day or the close of the previous day, and we'll show all that when we come back from our break. Again, you know, you can still call us. We're here to answer your questions. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your questions, your computer questions. I mean, we could answer other questions, but, you know, we're here to answer computer questions. And the number to get your questions answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. So we want to just encourage you, pick up the phone and dial that number, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get your computer questions answered. Also, in the shop, we have, you can also go to our Facebook page. You can either go to facebook.com. Search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. That's how you'll know you're at the right page. Or you can go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. That takes you directly to our Facebook page where you can hear the show and see the show. And you know, if you've missed any part of this show, you can head over there. After the show's over, you can watch the show. You can watch last week's show, the week before that, so on and so forth. And sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer questions. But you know what? This is the last segment of today's show. So if you want to have your computer questions answered and you haven't done that yet, well, either type your questions into the comment section or the number to dial to get your questions answered again is 772-340-1590. And we want to remind you that technicians are standing by ready to resolve computer problems. We're located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, one light north of Prima Vista. That's 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So pick up the phone, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back ready to answer your questions. So we do have a question that came out on Facebook, because that's another way. Not only, you know, you can call 772-340-1590, but you can also go ahead and type in your question on Facebook. And Frank did type in a question on Facebook. Let me read that question. He says, he's from Inspect a Property. He says, I am not able to create a new folder in Explorer. I have to copy an existing folder and copy it every time I need a new folder. And so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go back over to our screen. And this, again, is on the Facebook video. And if you're not watching the Facebook video, I will verbally describe what I'm doing here so you can see this, or so that you can understand it, so that you can picture it in your head. And then what we'll do is you can watch the video at your convenience. And by the way, you know, you can watch it right now if you have access to a computer and or a phone, a smartphone or a tablet. You can go to our Facebook page, or again, if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, if you're driving down the road or maybe you're working, you can't do this right now, that's fine. You can go ahead and watch this at your convenience later. So we do have a full screen loaded here. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold down the Windows key and press E, as in Edward, or Explorer. This is a Windows Explorer. So we're going to navigate to a location, let's say the C drive, and users, just like I was showing earlier, we'll go to my user profile. Let's go back into that Dropbox folder. And again, to create a new folder, there's a few ways to do it. You just right click, go up to new, and then over, it's a pop-up window comes up, over to, by the way, again, when you right click, it does bring up a pop-up window. One of the options is new. You go to new. You're just moving your mouse to where new is. You're not clicking. A pop-up window comes out, and you have various options. And one of those options is folder. So you can click folder, and we'll call this test 2 because we already created a test. There's also a link up here. And by the way, depending on your operating system, the steps, you know, the steps on the right click are the same on any operating system, but depending on your operating system, you may not have this option on the home tab up here. There's various tabs on the Explorer, and there is a button that says new folder. Typically, depending on the version of Windows that you have, you're going to either have a button or there may be a drop down menu where you can actually click like this. This is kind of laid out where there's a ribbon at the top with icons. There's various tabs. I can click the share tab, the view tab. I'm going to click back on the home tab. There's a new folder tab, and this is another way. So there's other, you know, there's several ways to try it. If you're still not able to create a folder there, then one of the things you might want to look at is permissions. You know, have the permissions on the computer changed? And, because it could be, although, you know, I don't know that it would be a permissions issue, because if it were a permissions issue, I don't think you would actually be able to copy a folder to another location. And that, you know, that's a workaround, but you probably want to get rid of the workaround and actually go right to doing what you want to do to begin with. So that you don't have to actually go and copy a folder and then delete all the contents and change the name of it and all that type of stuff. So if you're still having a problem, assuming that you have Windows 10, there are various versions of Windows 10, and you may be able to do a in-place upgrade to the next version of Windows 10 if you don't have the latest version. To find out what version of Windows you have, hold down the Windows key and press R. That brings up the run command. And what we're going to type there is win, W-I-N, short for Windows, and then ver, no spaces, win ver, so V-E-R, short for version. So W-I-N-V-E-R, we're going to hit enter. Now you see I'm actually like a year and a half out of date here. I have version 1809. There is version 1903, 1909. Microsoft is about to come out with, I haven't seen it yet on any computers, but they do have a 2005. Typically it would have been a 2003, but I think they were probably a little bit delayed because maybe of the coronavirus, people working from home, and, you know, probably slow down in collaboration, and some people may not having all the access that they need to have, while they're getting everything, all the remote stuff set up. So this is, you know, if you have something other than 1909, you could always go to 1909. And one of the ways that you can do that, we'll just go out to a desktop here, right click, go to personalize. That'll bring up Windows settings. You can also click start and go to settings here. We'll go to the home screen, and I just clicked on home, and then I actually click on update and security. So this brings up the Windows update folder, and we can actually click on check for updates. But you see here, there's feature update Windows 10 version 1909. Now, I'm not going to do this right now because, hey, we're on the radio. I tried this once before where Windows said, hey, do you want to install an update? And it was a major feature update. And I'm not going to do that again right before a radio show, because that I had to call in. And it wasn't until about halfway through that I was able to join with Skype. Because these feature updates, depending on the speed of your computer. Now, first of all, this has to be downloaded, and the file that's downloaded is going to be probably in the range of 5 to 8 gigabytes. So it's going to be a large file that's downloaded, and depending on your internet speed and the speed that Microsoft gives you the data, that could take a while. Also, once the file's ready, if you have a fast computer, you could be looking at being back up. You know, that one time that my computer did a feature update right before, I mean, this was literally, I was, you know, restarting the computer just to give myself a fresh start, and it said, hey, do you want to install updates? And I figured, you know, listen, this is just simple updates, quick updates. This is no big deal. I'll go ahead and install these. And I said, sure, go ahead and install the updates. And it took on my computer about 30 minutes before I was able to get back up into Windows, able to connect with Skype and get the Facebook video. Before that, I was taking pictures of my computer screen as it was going through the process, and telling people how frustrated I was. So, you know, you have things like that, but, you know, on some slower computers, it could take 2 hours or more. You know, frankly, some computers that are out there that are running Windows 10 can't handle the newer versions of Windows 10 and will kind of lock up or have other issues there. So you want to kind of, you know, you want to look at this, see if that would resolve your issue. By the way, if it doesn't resolve the issue, another option that you would have would be to back up all of your data off of the computer. And, I don't know if we have time. We'll kind of go over that here. But if not, we do show that in some of the previous shows. But you can back up all of your data. You can actually, you'll need a blank USB key that's at least like 8 gigabytes of in size. You can go out on the web to Microsoft's website. Don't go to someone else's website to get Microsoft software. Go to Microsoft's website. You can actually do a search, because you'll have to do a search. Their search is huge. Their site is huge. There's so many aspects of their site. But one of the things you're going to do is you can actually go and you can actually make an installation key. So what I'm talking about when I say a key, I'm not talking about a key like you would stick in a door. I'm talking about a USB key. So I'll switch over. I don't know if I have, I don't think I have one here. I do have something that actually looks like it though. This is actually an audio port, but this kind of looks like a USB key. So it could be this big. Some of them are smaller. Some of them are even as small as like a mouse dongle. And we've seen some of them that have 128 gigabytes that literally are just you know, they end like right there. They just have like from the bottom to right there. It's pretty amazing. But you need, and you can get those fairly inexpensive. You want to go out and get a USB key. You want to search for the, you know, to be able to download and actually create a USB installation media for Windows 10. And you'll want to get the version 1909, or if and when they, you know, they're going to come out with 2005, when that's available, you could actually put that on there. And what you would do at that point is you would reboot your computer, and depending on the computer, you may have a function key that you can press. On some computers, like an HP, it's the escape key, or F9. If you're using some other computers, it may be the F12 key. Some computers, you may be able to press F2 or delete to go into the BIOS setup and change your default boot sequence so that it looks for a USB key before it starts searching for and trying to boot off of your hard drive. But you would then, you know, again, you're going to need to back up your data. I don't know that we're going to have time, you know, again, if we have time, we'll go over that. But you're going to need to back up your data before doing this. You're going to need to boot off of that USB key and do a clean install of Windows off of that USB key. And that should really resolve everything. By the way, after a clean install of Windows, you will have to install every program that didn't come with your computer. Possibly even Microsoft Office might have come with your computer, but with a clean install, it's not going to be there. Your printer software will have to be there. You'll have to reinstall that. If you use Microsoft Office, if you use a browser other than Edge or Internet Explorer, you'll have to install that. You'll have to get your data back on there. We'll have to talk about that, all doing all that in a subsequent show. One thing we did want to mention also before we head out of here for the day is Microsoft did just release updates this past Tuesday. And one of those updates did affect printing. We have one office where there's several computers. They all updated this week. At least one of them doesn't have any problems, but a few of them do have problems. They're not able to print. This is something that is an issue. Microsoft knows about it. If you're having this problem, well, our number is 772-878-5978. We can come out to your location and we can resolve that problem for you. And we're going to be doing that for Two Men in a Truck Monday morning.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Moving Beyond Racism to Establish Liberty and Justice for All, the Biblical Foundation for Racial Equality. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1.
Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.